بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on the blessed month of Ramadan, March 12, 2024. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. All praise is due to God, Lord of the worlds, and peace and greetings be upon our Master and our Prophet, Abul Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad, and his untainted, pure, chosen, guiding, and well-guided, immaculate progeny, particularly the remnant of God on earth. You are very welcome here. Our session today, praise God, had the needed number of people. It was very good, complete, and comprehensive. I sincerely thank the organizers of this meeting, as well as all the contributors who made this gathering splendid, meaningful, and remarkable. I would like to thank each and every one of those who recited the Qur'an and performed in this program. Fortunately, the recitation of the Qur'an being done in the correct manner and according to the rules and regulations of recitation is steadily becoming more widespread in the country. Perhaps there is not a day that goes by where I do not thank Almighty God for this great blessing.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Whenever I turn on the TV, one of the esteemed reciters of the Qur'an, some of whom are present here too, or a number of reciters who recite using the tartil, a method of recitation, are busy reciting. I sit and listen to them with great pleasure while thanking God. These have been granted to us due to the blessings of the revolution. When we compare our country with other Islamic countries, now, I can't say for certain, and I don't have exact statistics, but I believe that the number of well-reciting, proficient reciters in our country may exceed that of all other Islamic countries. Perhaps there may be some exceptions to this general rule in a certain country, but from what we hear and occasionally witness, the rest of the world cannot be compared to the skill and talent of our youth, to you, our beloved reciters, and our cherished ones. The value and greatness of reciting the Qur'an should be understood from the greatness of the Qur'an itself. You can see in the Qur'an itself what titles and designations are used to introduce the Qur'an. I have made a note of a few examples, such as the Great Qur'an, the Noble Qur'an, the Clear Qur'an, the Glorious Qur'an, the Wise Qur'an, the Healing Qur'an, the Merciful Qur'an, the Luminous Qur'an, and other similar titles.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.